Today, we are going to talk about AI and Web3. So, Will, what are your thoughts on this?
You know what? Before this whole open chat GPT thing, I didn't really know much about AI. And through this, like, it's just basically took the entire space by storm about like this being able to change the world and whatnot. So I did a little bit more digging into like how this would work. And I actually researched this topic using this AI thread about like how can AI help Web3 enhance. And it's incredible. The response that it came back was very, very interesting. Not only was the AI able to actually spit out a smart contract, but also it was able to design new tokenomics if you give it enough variables. These tokenomics that you would easily pay people five digits for to design this entire thing of how do you design token sinks? How do you design the supply? How do you design like the burn rate year over year? And this entire thing was created by this AI chat box, which in itself is just mind-blowing in terms of how smart this whole thing is.
Yeah, so just to give everyone context here, ChatGPT is created by OpenAI, which is supposed to be a nonprofit for AI, but they're basically making money. There's an angle here, but I do believe this type of interface, it's basically a chat interface where you can ask it questions. So right now I'm typing like, you know, are NFTs a scam? So basically you can talk to it and you can ask like, oh, are NFTs a scam? And then like, they'll give you an answer. It's like, why is that? And like, can you elaborate more? And then can you write like a poem, right? Or to Will's point, you can basically have it rewrite your code too. You can have something written in Solidity, maybe have it rewritten into like another programming language. So it's at the end of the day, this is going to save a lot of time. And I think it's going to be really helpful. And also too, when you think about community and Web3, when you train your ChatGPT, let's say you run all your Discord data through, and I'm just coming up with random ideas right now. Let's say you're Bored Ape Yacht Club. You run all your data through ChatGPT and at least through all your support tickets, don't understand how to support your customers and how to answer your customers at scale. So you're able to have thousands of support agents, right? So that's just one way of doing it. And I think this is just the very beginning. I think in like 2 to 3 years, we're going to see something like this really start to challenge Google.
Totally. And I think it's so incredible in terms of like the complex and sophisticated algorithms that they can come up with. And they make it so seamless that you're talking to a real person and it understands you so well that I think like within the first week, they had more than 1 million users. And now I think everyone is just trying to arbitrage their ability to harness this technology and finding use cases to replace real life people right now. So a lot of copywriters, in my opinion, are definitely going to go out of jobs. You as a marketer, I think there's so much you can do with this in terms of SEO, creating different articles and whatnot. I've seen this guy actually automate creating like 100+ articles that are SEO friendly and whatnot with just under an hour. It's incredible. I'm like, wow, how is this going to change the whole entire landscape? Like the indexing with all the search engine and whatnot, how do you distinguish whether it's an AI created content or from a human being? Like it's so hard to tell right now.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty easy. There are tools that can very quickly see if like the article is like fake or not using GPT, but you actually have to use ChatGPT to basically say, hey, write this in like a different way or like use different words like a human being wouldn't write it. And then it will just kind of reverse it. So like, I just asked the question right here, why is Bitcoin necessary? Because a lot of people still ask that, right? And then they answer the question. Then I'm like, Steelman, the case for Bitcoin. And it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So I'd encourage everyone to ChatGPT is one angle, but you know, playing around with like Stable Diffusion and other tools out there just to understand how this all works. So anything else from you?
No, I think just being able to be familiar with these tools would allow you to be one step ahead of a lot of different people and just getting into the know-how. Don't necessarily need to know how to harness it, but at the very least, know what's going on in the space.
Yeah. All right. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Take a picture of it, and we'll catch you tomorrow.